The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
You know what? Everything's spying on us. We know that by now. And really, if you have any piece of technology, you're getting followed. Just know that. There's nothing really you can do to escape it unless you go totally tech-free. Because they just revealed that even our Roombas could be spying on us.
Well, sure.
Everything's spying.
Everything is.
But, okay, listen, it doesn't have a microphone or a camera.
As far as you know.
Here's what they say. Researchers hacked a Roomba to record sound waves even though they're not supposed to have microphones. Some Roombas store information in the cloud. It means the researchers could program the thing to store private conversations in the cloud, tearing down walls of privacy and turning your robot vacuum into a spy bot.
Yeah. Also, then it could completely map your housing plan for people to break in and know where all your stuff is.
But, okay, how can it record conversations if it doesn't have a microphone?
No, that's science mumbo jumbo. I don't know, Dave. Mm.
It just records sound waves.
I'm assuming it has something in there.
But why?
Why do you think?
Mine will just talk to me.
It'll talk to you?
Yeah, it'll say like...
Hey, Dave.
No. Not like casual conversation. What's up, hey, Dave? Just vacuuming over here, man. How are you doing?
How's your toothbrush?
How'd the toothbrush go?
I don't think they
That's
talk.
That's a cousin of mine. That toothbrush you got, it's my cousin. How's he doing?
I don't think they talk.
Dude, what does it say to you?
No, like, please return me to charger base. My wheels are jammed.
My wheels are jammed.
That kind of thing.
Okay, that kind of thing. Vacuum stuff?
Yeah. Battery running low, returning to base. Vacuum stuff.
Okay. This is returning to base. That's so cool.
I thought that was pretty sweet, too. Like, return to base. Yeah. What? Yes, return to base.
Yeah, it doesn't give me, you know, normal conversation. Just vacuum talk. Mm. Vacuum talk with Dave. But I had no idea that it could be also recording stuff.
Eventually, your vacuum robot will be one of your best friends. That's just the way it is. I mean, I think that's where AI, that's where it'll be like, hey, Lise, how are you?
You doing vacuum stuff?
Of course I am. Any rooms you'd like me to clean?
All of them, please.
I'll get right on it.
Thank you.
I have no problem
doing
all
of that.
Thank you as well. Great shoes from my vantage point.
Only sees your feet. Yeah.
So don't get a pervy one. Then you don't have to dress.
Lisa.
The Pervbot 3000.
No, you just don't know what you're going to get.
No, you don't.
You just buy it. It's got its own AI. You never know.
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
I don't want that vacuum.
The one that's looking up your skirt, your shorts.
I should probably get into bed with you and vacuum a bit. It's probably pet hair in there. Let me get in there.
Unfortunately, people have gotten intimate with vacumes through the years.
Well, sure they have.
Well, yeah.
But not Roombas. That's hard. How do you get intimate with a Roomba?
I think you can put a Roomba on it.
Vacuum.
Yeah, you can't put a Roomba on it.
Just you want the old hose, the old suction.
Yeah.
Right? Generally. Yep. Old-fashioned.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way it works for both sides, is the hose. Yeah.
The old suck and blow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But so there's just a privacy warning. Like, they're not saying Roomba's doing this. They're saying it's possible for someone to hack it and do it.
Right. So like,
just to clarify, your Roomba's not currently listening to you, possibly. But it has the capability, they've discovered, to do that.
I'm pretty sure if anything has a speaker with just like a little twist, you can turn a speaker into a microphone.
Hmm.
I think.
Really?
So... yours, the fact that it talks to you.
That must be it.
Yeah, sure. Speaker could be a microphone. I get that. A truck spilled 50,000 pounds of cookie dough when it overturned off the 15 freeway over the weekend, spoiling the mix a week before Thanksgiving.
What are we going to do?
The occupants of the truck were able to climb out. There were injuries, but they say it was just minor. It happened about 7 o'clock in the morning. Cause of the crash is under investigation. The dough was in small brown boxes that were headed for stores just in time for Thanksgiving. They will not make it.
No.
Oh, wow.
What were we doing?
Bebop and Rocksteady should have some sort of like.
Hurry, try to save it.
Quick.
Get your flamethrower. Flamethrower, Bebop. Thank God we got the bread. We got this portable oven.
Alert pops up on their phone for cooking
exactly.
accidents.
Don't spill.
Don't spill.
We got a live one. Don't spill off I-96. Punch it.
We got like a bat cave. We're going flying out of it. Oh, I'd love to see them in action.
It's our fat cave. Yeah. To the fat cave.
They have these spills all the time, right? You hear chicken wings.
Yeah, all the time.
All sorts of big food spills. So you need like the Bebop and Rocksteady food recovery.
We're road spill consumption.
Well, the thing is, it's all boxed up. And I mean, I get it. They just like write it off because it probably got thawed out. But
yeah,
I guess I'd be like, anyone who stopped, I'd be like, just take some, go make it. Right now.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's, I mean, a lot of cookie dough these days is edible, right? People eat cookie dough on mass. Yeah. They sell tubs of cookie dough.
You can That's right, that. They do, Dave.
Listen, you're not a man until you get some worms.
Worms, worms.
Parasitic worms. And
yeah, 50,000 pounds.
Lose weight.
50,000 pounds gone.
Yeah, it's no good.
All right, a horrific ultrasound shows parasites wriggling in a man's stomach.
I don't like this.
He was pregnant with parasites, they say.
My God.
An Indian man's condition brought new meaning to the term stomach bug after ultrasound photos showed multiple worms squirming about in his belly. He knew something was wrong when he started feeling abdominal pain, diarrhea, and vomiting.
Sure.
He checked into a local hospital. Doctors found that his white blood cell count was really high, and so was his hemoglobin levels. So they rushed him in to get an ultrasound. And it revealed a tubular structure that moved with a curling motion inside his stomach. God, you don't want that.
Oh,
look
my.
At it. Look at
looks
it.
Looks like he swallowed a cobra.
That's something right out of a horror movie.
Mm-mm. Upon analyzing the man's stool, they identified the culprit as Ascaris lumbricoides.
Yeah, how do I get one of them?
It's a common species of roundworm known for infiltrating the intestinal tract. People inadvertently ingest the eggs by putting dirty hands in their mouth or eating vegetables or fruits that haven't been carefully washed or peeled. Once in their digestive system, the parasite can grow up to a monstrous 14 inches long and cause intestinal blockage and other things. Doctors were able to remedy the patient's condition by administering him an antiparasitic drug called albendazole, which after a day he was able to get up and leave.
So those things got to come out of him, right?
Yeah, he poops them out.
Man, I've been eating a lot of fruit, and today's sushi day.
Oh my God.
Can we see like what one of these looked like?
Without the inside of the stomach?
In color?
It looks like something from a sci-fi movie, probably.
You want to see an Ascaris lumbricoides?
I really do.
Okay.
I really do.
Let's look it up here, see what we were...
See what we're in for.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, God. They're much more. Oh, my.
It's not good.
You can get a lot
in
you.
I don't like it.
You can get a lot of them in you.
That's a full tray. That's a full tray full.
Yep. So,
looks like biscotti.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti that Tony Meatballs would feed you.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Oh, no. I don't like it.
Parasites, huh?
You don't want them.
Ooh, look at their little mouth.
Oh, man. Wow. Look at the end of them.
They have crazy eyes. Crazy parasite eyes.
Oh, man.
Wow, look at them.
Oh, God.
Oof. Anyway, look, luckily, as I said, you just got this prescription in him. Within a day, he's up and about. And
I wonder how many were inside of him, did it say? Didn't say, huh?
Looked like just two big dogs.
It looked like two big dogs, yeah.
Yeah, one 14 inches in length. This isn't the first time someone has had their stomach colonized by parasitic squatters. In December, doctors removed 759 tapeworm-filled cysts from a woman's digestive tract after they filled her belly like a gumball machine.
Very cool.
She just kept eating them eggs, huh?
Stop eating those eggs. Her fingers all up in her.
That's your problem right there.
Oh, you got to wash your hands. God, if that doesn't make people wash their hands.
Ugh.
I'll give myself a hand sanitizer.
I know, everybody. I could use a couple worms, but.
No, you couldn't. You didn't.
Just to lose the weight?
Yeah.
No. Just give me a couple of the worms.
Look, come on. Give me some of them eggs.
Give me the egg.
It's alive in there. I can feel it.
It's wiggling.
Sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Ascaris lubricotis.
Yeah.
Look at him crack.
That's what we say to Chuck when he gives this worm. Yeah. Ascaris lubricotis.
I get wormed.
And then he's just a little skinny man.
I don't like it.
No, you don't. You shouldn't want it.
No.
Let's hope you don't get it.
Oh, it would get so big in me. It would get so big inside me.
Think of all the pizza and cheese bread.
Oh, my God.
Eat.
He'd be like, even the worm would come out and be like, Gad, I'm serious. Fat.
They can't really eat.
Man.
Good stuff.
What a great host.
What a great
host. He would love. He'd leave you like five stars on Airbnb. Yeah.
This guy's great. He's incredible if you can sign up for him.
I love like a bear site travel. Reviews website.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's pretty good. The food is good. And my belly was real nice and spacious.
I was drinking Coca-Cola and... eat tons of pizza and lots of fried foods and chicken burgers.
Would you recommend them for a place to visit?
Oh, my God. I've never felt better.
Fat chest.
I'm so healthy for a big worm.
Chuck Scott gets 5 stars on the Parasite Review site.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Let's bring people up to speed. I think about like 2.5 years ago, I found a Kickstarter online. I was researching like automatic toothbrush. I wanted a magical future device that I could put in my mouth and it would brush all my teeth at the same time and I'd be instantly done.
10 seconds.
And save my day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
I want that George Jetson lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted just super futuristic grooming products.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm like, this Kickstarter shows up. It's something that can brush your teeth in seconds. It brushes every tooth at once.
Yes.
It's supposed to be incredible.
Top and bottom, right?
Top and bottom. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And so I'm like, well, I'll support your Kickstarter. Damn right I will.
Yeah.
Because I want one of them things.
Yep.
You want the future now.
So I support. They kept giving updates. Oh, production has been slowed. Oh, we're back to the drawing board. I'm like, oh, God, may not get this. And then like a year later, it just stopped. And I assume, well, I've just wasted my money on a futuristic Kickstarter.
Which is like half a Kickstarter.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
We brought it up a couple of weeks ago. For some reason, I remembered about it. And then 2 days later, the world is weird. I get a text saying it's shipped.
Yeah.
I just wonder if that was like the power of the old show here.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. They hear us in Asia, which is obvious where this came from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because the more I read it, I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Because first of all, it says Genviga massage.
No, not a Genviga massage.
And protection. 360-degree toothbrush. Automatic brushing for 30 seconds. Blu-ray whitening. Blu-ray, like your Blu-ray player?
That's probably just how they try to put it in English terms for you.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Your small English speaking so brain to understand.
This fake dentist seal. Dentist recommended best.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dave. No. What did you buy?
That's
you're
obviously
not going to try that, are you? Fake.
And it's in like what looks like an iPhone box.
It does. I mean, the box impressed me until I read it closely. Instead of ultra-long battery, it says ultra-long voyage.
Oh, no. Not an ultra-long voyage.
Oh, no. I guess the mission's translating the language, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what
it is.
You
got some stones, Dave.
It's sketchy, dude. I'm going to tell you. Fully automatic brushing for 30 seconds. Healthy infrared protection. Protection gums.
No, not healthy.
Dave, you can't try this.
Optional voice warm reminder.
No, what? Not an optional voice warm reminder.
What does that mean?
I don't
what
know.
Does that mean, you guys?
I don't
so,
know.
So here we go.
Dude, the plastic is going to be 100%
cancer.
Oh, it's a lot of Asian lettering here.
Yeah.
Let's see. How do you... Oh, use steps. Use steps is what they say. The first step and the parallel hole on the fuselage braces with power shaft.
What does it even mean?
This is like me every time I get something from the wishing.
Oh, installed in place. So here's the device.
Let me see this device.
Okay.
Okay, so there's one goes on top, one goes on bottom. Oh. It says, use toothpaste mousse.
Oh, no. Mousse. So how are you going to get more of this mousse?
Into biases.
Into what?
Biases.
So
into the braces, maybe? Can use ordinary bases? Toothpaste.
Okay.
Wet the mouth tray, put into mouth, upper and lower teeth gently with alleviator. Toothbrush is oscillated 63 times per minute.
Oh, no.
Do you have like a spit bucket or something, Dave, if you're actually going to brush your teeth?
I'm not. I didn't bring toothpaste in because I figured that'd be too messy. I'm just going to put it in and start it up and see how it goes.
Oh, my God.
A comfortable, fast teeth cleaning will be finished within 30 seconds.
Go clean grab the first aid kit.
Clean the braces and the body ready, with water. James. Use dry cloth to wipe the fuselage. They call this base the fuselage.
Yeah.
All right, so here I go. Will this be a magical experience, or will I lose some teeth? It's silicone, so it's not going to rip my teeth out.
Can you start it right now so we can see what it...
Oh, boy.
So, Dave, when you put this in your mouth and you feel your teeth starting to get ripped out, make sure you look right into the camera.
Yeah.
So we get that shot for the peep show, please.
Probably that one.
No.
Yeah, the one that's facing right towards you. Ooh.
Gosh.
Sounds like a musical device.
Yeah, it's like a synth.
Yeah.
All right, we ready?
Got a synth wave. Oh, okay. Synth wave. Is it even going to fit your teeth?
I think so. I think I should now.
Okay. Three, two, one.
I don't think it's doing anything.
Yeah, probably not.
It doesn't look like it's doing anything. Is there bristles or
it's
anything?
It's just vibrating. I thought it'd be spinning.
There's nothing happening.
It's not.
It's just vibrating our teeth.
I think they might have refashioned a sex toy, dude.
Oh, no.
You have a sex toy in your mouth.
No.
Also, there's no twisting of anything. It's just little bristles.
It's supposed to be just a whitening
thing?
No. Is it just for whitening your teeth?
No, it's supposed to be brushing.
It's not brushing anything. It's just bristles that are vibrating, so...
Aren't you supposed to brush it like that?
No. Does the directions say that?
No, they
this
say...
This isn't really fuselage. A time saver.
Dude, they can't create Jetson's toothbrush technology.
Not yet.
They don't have
it. You know what's not doing anything.
He's spreading the cancer all over his teeth.
Yeah. Yep. How's it taste, by the way? Yeah.
Ew.
You probably should have rinsed that sucker out.
Ew.
What dirty Asian fingers were touching that thing?
Enjoy that!
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Like, oh, did you watch
it? Yeah, Corona.
Because you know that thing is being made in the same factory as dongers and vibrators.
No!
I dropped it again!
Why did we take a vibrator?
Oh my God, did you hear about Todd?
What happened to him?
He died from a coronavirus.
No!
Uh-oh. It had to come all the way from Asia.
No.
Yeah, so it doesn't, it just like, it has little... I thought they'd be scrubbing brushes.
It has little sticks.
Vibrating.
Yeah. Little vibrating. I mean, it does look like it's vibrating quite a bit.
But enough to clean my teeth thoroughly?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to do the toothpaste.
I think that just standard brushing is better.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Especially comes in with some bad breath after... week of
but this was voted America's dentist best.
America's dentist best. With great fuselage.
You got ripped off.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Hey. You know what, though? I will say, you should try it.
With toothbrush?
With toothpaste. Even though you're talking.
With toothbrush.
Yeah. And then see how it goes.
Is this on the market now?
Oh, I don't
know. I don't
know.
So. I mean, it doesn't look professional.
I think Dave might have the only one of these.
They made one.
It's like only one guy really still wants it. Radio man bitching on radio. Send it to him.
Send him prototype.
It's the charging base.
We got to shut him up.
Doesn't really seem to want to sit in the charging base.
I wonder how many people bought that. It doesn't even sit in there?
Man.
Nope. It's a poor design.
There's four chargers on the base.
Yeah.
There's two on the product.
That thing will catch fire.
So you
fire.
Can put it either, way.
Put it either way.
Either way.
That thing's going
to
explode.
That thing will catch fire. Now I'm terrified to use it. Oh, well, that was a huge fail. I thought it was going to change my
life. Sorry, Dave. You've been waiting for that for years.
Future Dave.
I don't know. I'm not fully giving up hope on that thing yet. I saw those things really vibrating.
You should know better, Chuck. You should know better.
I know.
You've been scanned by the Wish app before, too.
I sure have.
This was not Wish app money.
I know. You got way ripped.
Yeah.
This was real ass money.
It does look like they put it in an iPhone box.
They
just relabeled it.
Yeah, an old iPhone box. What made me think, oh, this is pretty good.
I think they refashioned a bullet, put a mouth guard on it.
A bullet.
It will go off very soon.
Well, you can always try. You put it in next time you're having sex and see if it makes a difference.
Oh, my God.
One of those bullet vibrators.
Huge fail.
Yeah.
I assume that was the bullet you were talking about.
Yeah, that's what I meant. My toothbrush of the future is a huge fail.
Yeah. I'm
very disappointed today.
Oh, man.
So sad. I know you were excited about
that. Super sad.
The future just isn't here yet.
When you're in the gadget game, they can let you down.
They do, and they do let you down a lot. They make promises. They write checks their ass can't cash.
Right.
Yep. It's every once in a while, though, you get onion goggles.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, there's no screwing those up.
No, really, you don't think.
Because they're just, at the end of the day, just goggles.
Yes.
I'm really concerned I got some sort of deadly disease.
I can't believe you didn't rinse it out.
I mean,
I didn't even think of it. I thought, well, first time I use it has to be on the show, but I really should have prepared more.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
There we go.
Live and learn, hopefully.
Whatever I get from some sort of wet market, I got. That's just
the mantra of the show. Should have prepared more.
I'm sure that was prepared in the back of a wet market.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You might recognize the name Steven Rinella. He's got a show called Meat Eater on Netflix. His new book, The Meat Eater Guide to Wilderness Skills and Survival, comes out in a couple of days. He says that throughout his outdoor experiences, he's come away with five key skills that every guy should know to ensure their survival should the unexpected happen. Mm. These are five survival tips every guy should know.
Uh-oh.
By the way, just in a, you know, I'm sure this hasn't happened, but has anyone been lost in the wilderness? Have you had to survive somewhere?
Wow.
If you have, you can reach out 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. So here's what he says are the survival tips every guy needs to know. Wedding ring. Leave it at home.
Yes.
He says this, in the unlikely event you get it snagged on a rock, a tree branch, or some piece of equipment while falling, jumping, or whatever, you run the risk of degloving your finger.
Yep, it was my dad. Always said it to my mom. I can't wear it, and I'm sorry. I could get it stuck in a machine. Something crazy could happen. But he wore his school ring every day.
That was okay, though.
Yep. I don't know.
That's funny.
Well, yeah. Degloving your finger, yep. It would be a major backwoods emergency, possible amputation risk. I've got a buddy that does he's got his wedding ring, but he wears like a silicone ring to work.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
in case it gets caught.
If it gets caught,
just rip.
It'll rip. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
So I guess you could do that as a substitute if you really didn't want to leave home without your wedding ring on. Here's the second one, urine.
What about it?
It sounds good in the stories, but it's not all that smart when you consider your pee is all the stuff your kidneys filtered out. And repeated drinking of such a high concentration of bad stuff, kidney failure could be the end result.
Yeah.
I did see a survival show where this guy was like a hippie dude, and he thought that drinking your pee was like a good idea. And it was like, they're like, you're going to die in like 2 days.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Did he have to put it through like... I thought I saw a guy do something with pee one time where it was...
I think you filtered it, probably.
He filtered it in sand or something.
I can't
remember what he did. Peed through something.
And that got some of the toxins?
I don't want to drink my pee.
Either. Me neither. I don't want to drink anyone's pee.
I know.
To be truthful with you.
I know.
That's not my thing. I just want water. But I mean, if you're not near a body of water and it doesn't rain...
Yeah, you're screwed.
You have to learn where you can find it.
Where you can get it from?
Yeah.
Where would you get it from, Chuck?
Well, I just watched a guy's video on this two nights ago. You have to look for certain rock features, and then in those rock features, you can sometimes dig down near them, and there will be, if you find soft ground, like it feels soft, there's probably water down. You just start digging. I just watched a video on it.
That's a good thing to watch a video on.
I assume we're all going to need it.
Yeah, my only plan is just to be this fat, and
yes.
I'm going to wait for the minute.
Yep.
And then
yeah.
I'm going to sit there and wait and wait and wait.
I'm telling you, it's a solid strategy of living.
And then hopefully the, you know, stuff, the demons or whatever's out there,
mm-hmm.
that subsides. And
Rusty, have you ever been in a wilderness survival moment?
Oh, yeah. Me and my roommate, AC, we had to survive in the Manistee National Forest for like 3 weeks together when it was like 5 degrees outside.
Hold on. Did you say 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks. We got lost when we went out hunting, and we didn't know where we were going. We're not really outdoorsy people. And,
You don't sound like you're very outdoorsy.
Rusty, you and AC got lost for 3 weeks in a forest.
Yeah, we had to, actually the worst part about it was, you know, we had no way of heating up, so we had one blanket. We'd have to get naked and next to each other and snuggle up with each other. And, AC, you know, he would get a little bit excited when he was touching my backside.
All right.
I get it, Rusty. I get it, son of a bitch.
No one gets lost for 3 weeks.
No, you die when you're Rusty and AC.
Rusty and AC don't make it for 3 weeks.
No.
And
then you call AC Rusty when you're supposed to be Rusty.
That was the dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Al. Awesome. Al's in Macomb. How are you, Al?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good. Were you ever in a wilderness survival moment?
Yeah, last year, guys. Every January, me and a couple buddies go out to a snowmobiling trip in Colorado. And I decided to take a side path and got the snowmobile stuck about 300-400 yards where nobody can see me. And literally had to crawl through about 10 feet of snow, get back on the beaten path. It already got dark by that time. Nobody had realized I was missing. Then they sent out a crew to come get me. If I would have been missing for a couple more hours, they would have sent a chopper out to find me. So it got pretty bad.
You crawled through the snow to get back to the edges to abandon your snowmobile.
Yeah, I had to abandon the snowmobile because I couldn't get it out of the spot where it was stuck. It was like a downhill incline, and I couldn't get it out. So I was like, man, I got to crawl out of here or I'm not going to survive. So I started crawling, and it was literally like 8-9 feet of snow. Every step I took, I just sunk in, and kept sinking. I felt like that one movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. I forgot about what it was called, but that's literally what it felt like. And I even, the craziest part about it, I made a video, like a goodbye video, just in case I didn't make it, which was really
weird. That's how you know that you're looking right down the barrel.
Yep.
Yeah, it got pretty scary. It was cold, dark, and you literally couldn't see anything but the stars, you know? So,
wow.
That was a pretty good show, though.
Well, glad you're still with us, Al.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Love your guys' show, by the way.
Thanks, man. You have a good day. Someone said, I got lost in rural Ohio without GPS. I felt like I was lost in the wilderness.
Oh, my God. That's the worst place you can be.
Me and my buddies drove around rural Ohio for what seemed like hours trying to just find. We were like too manly to ask for directions or whatever. And also, people were so scary.
Dude, do not ask directions.
It was
there.
So scary.
Just come on in.
And we just kept driving.
Come on in. We'll show you where to go.
Rural Ohio. Why do you want us to go inside?
I'll show you. Just come on in.
Well,
we don't get a lot of visitors around here.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Just come
on. Oh, my. What's wrong with your son over there with the weird shape?
He's fine. Come say hi to him. Eat lunch with us. Talking about wilderness survival tips every guy needs to know. The next one is moss. It's not a navigational tool. It just tells you where it's moist and shady. It can give you ideas about surrounding landscape. But there's people that say you can figure out the direction you're going in with moss, but they say that's not true.
Because something could be shady because of multiple reasons, like trees could be in the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Critters. Most people would think of bears, wolves, and other carnivorous beasts as the most dangerous critters in the wilderness. However, they all pale in comparison to how many people are killed by mosquitoes each year.
I thought you were going to say actual critters.
Critters.
From the movie Critters. Little round balls of angry alien beings.
I'd expect to see those in rural Ohio.
Those are our pets. Critters. Come on in. Eat lunch with us.
Those are babies.
Eat lunch with me and my weird son.
This person said,
shapes.
I go hunting every year in Manistee National Forest. We use canoes to hunt. And one year I tipped my canoe in 10-degree weather and then got lost going down the river. Didn't find my way back to the cabin till the next morning. My fingers and toes and lips were all blue and purple.
Oof. Yeah.
But I was alive.
Scary. I'm just not going to put myself in these kind of...
I'm not going hunting in a canoe in 10-degree weather.
Good idea.
My idea of roughing it in the winter is being taken out to an ice fishing shanty on a snowmobile or some kind of, you know... tractor.
My idea of roughing it is scraping the ice off my car.
He's winter roughing it again.
Oh no, I made a goodbye video. I don't know if I'm gonna get it right. Oh my god, look at it, it's horrible. Maybe I can eat the ice to survive.
Goodbye, Andy.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, it's so cold. Oh no.
Oh, he made it. He made it.
He's
in.
He's fine.
He's in the
I
car.
Smelled it. I had a car starter.
Lucas. Hi, Lucas. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Talking about being lost in the wilderness.
Yes, I was actually lost out in the woods 4 days.
Hmm. 4 days?
Yep.
This doesn't involve you with another naked man and a boner, right? This is an actual story.
Oh, all the way.
Okay. What happened when you got lost?
Oh, nothing. Just me and a friend, we went out camping, and we got lost away from our original trail and couldn't find our way back.
Yeah, see, I am of the mindset of if I'm going to camp in some place where there's hiking trails and all, I'm camping right by the where my car is.
Just camp at a campground.
Yeah, I'm just camping at a campground. KOA.
KOA?
Yeah, whatever.
Barb! Barb, I've been lost for 4 days! Oh, no! Dude, like, so you and a buddy, what do you do for 4 days? Like, how did you stay warm? What did you eat?
Oh, well, we're kind of camping enthusiasts.
Right.
So you were... We have the 10 below sleeping bags, air mattress.
You had all your supplies. We were kind of good.
Yeah.
Kind of set up.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You got lost backpacking.
Yeah, we weren't really lost. We knew where we were. We just didn't want to be where we were. We were backpacking in southern Utah, and my buddies and I were, you know, out there, pretty experienced backpackers at the time. And got dropped off the wrong trailhead by some shuttle drivers and started backpacking into a trail. Supposed to take us a couple days. Couple days later, we were found on a cliff by a helicopter with a highway patrol, and they took them still 2 days to get us out of there.
Wow, you were found by a helicopter. So you knew where you were, you just couldn't get out.
Yeah, so we were camping down a slot canyon out there, and it was supposed to be a few-day trip, and so as we're going into it, there was a little bit of water in the bottom of the canyon, and as the canyon got deeper and deeper, like 1,000 feet on both sides, it was the water got very deep and very cold, and so we were, you know, kind of just jumping off these little cliffs down into the water and swimming. It was like October.
Yep.
And so as we're swimming through these things, the cliffs keep getting bigger and bigger. Next thing you know, we're jumping off like 30-footers into water. We have no idea how deep it is, and swimming out and. Between my buddies and I, me especially, we got hypothermia 3 or 4 times and got really sick and stuff back in there, and finally realized that we weren't going to get out of there if we kept going. We were a buddy of mine almost drowned that day and stuff. And so we ended up climbing up the side of a cliff about 50, 60 feet high and just sat on the edge of a cliff and hoping somebody would miss us. And my then girlfriend at the time back here ended up calling in to the police out there. And then I missed my flight and stuff like that home. And so they sent out a horse team to find us and couldn't find us with the horse team. And so they found us with a helicopter from Salt Lake City 2 days later, 3 days later, something like that. So we spent about 3 or 4 extra nights out there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
was there a point where you thought this is it?
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of came up with a plan to say goodbye. This has been 10, 12 years ago. And so we had our camera that we were taking pictures with the trip with. And so we a couple of us each made our goodbye videos to our families.
Did you think of eating each other?
Yeah, you know, I'm the skinny guy of the group, and so at one point my buddy Brad goes, you know, I'm going to hit you in the back of the rock if this gets much worse. I'm like, what, man? There's nothing on me. You're the big one.
Yeah, right. You gotta.
It does suck. I think it sucks to be the fat guy.
It sure does. I look like a turkey, like in one of those cartoons
with the like things on the leg.
Yeah.
Stop looking at me like that.
I think you want the most muscular guy.
Yeah,
you know, that's fat guy is all fat.
Well, no, honestly though, fat is what keeps you alive. Yeah. Fat's what keeps you alive in a survival.
You want some muscle to chew on.
You want muscle, but muscle is lean, and so you need fat.
Well, let's hope none of us ever have to eat our buddies.
Yeah.
Right. Let's hope.
I know. I just wondered if they thought about it,
Curtis.
And they did.
Curtis talking about surviving in the wilderness. What happened?
Okay, so this is like circa 2014. I was up deer hunting in the Huron National Forest up north with a good friend of mine. We had a successful weekend. We were heading out on a Sunday, so I went back to my deer blind to retrieve a few things. On the way back, it started raining and kind of like sleeting, so I lost like visual. I got turned around and ended up walking and walking and walking, you know, and never ran into anything. You know, and then I started to panic, you know, so it just made it worse. So, you know, I decided to hunker down for the night. All I had was like a little dog blind tent, two bush lights and an MRE from like 1991. Cause my buddy was a Marine. So he always brought this old case of MREs out to deer camp and we would put like one in our blind, you know? So, that night I wasn't too hungry. The next day, you know, I tried to find my way out again. No luck, you know, kind of stayed in the same area. And for dinner that night, I had a bush light and then tuna casserole from like 91. So it was a great night.
Oh my. That sounds good.
Oh my.
Yeah. 91.
25-year-old casserole.
Yep. I'm sure it's still okay.
Yeah, I don't know what those things.
Dehydrated tuna casserole.
Yeah, that's what it is.
One more call. Shane, you got lost.
Made with bush light.
In rural Ohio as well.
Oh, rural Ohio.
Yes, I did.
What happened to you?
I was a semi-truck driver for a little bit. I was coming back from a little town called Shelby, Ohio.
I know where Shelby is.
Yeah, it's unfortunate I had to go there, I'll tell you.
Terrible place.
I lost all my signal on every GPS I had. So I had to figure out a way to get back. It was my first time ever going. Driving, no GPS. I turned in this like subdivision type farm road. And there's a lady, she looked like she was on meth or something, but I don't know. She had she had a cow, goat, and a pig all on a leash.
Absolutely.
And she's just staring at me like no one's been.
Just taking my cow, goat, and pig for a walk. What are you looking at?
And before you get off the line, intimate rider.
Oh.
Intimate rider.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Methods and livestock. That is what you run into.
Rural Ohio.
Oh, man. It's scary.
Rural scary. Ohio.
My homeland.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.